the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Welcome to the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. This is Eric Larson, Extension Corn Specialist, and with me today is my research associate who works with the Corn Verification Program, Nolan Stapleton. Welcome, Nolan.
I'm glad to be here.
2019 has certainly been a challenging year for Mississippi corn farmers. Planting intentions were definitely higher this year, but rainfall and flooding have certainly hampered planting progress and actually caused considerably more establishment issues and a lot more replanting than normal. So we've certainly had a lot of issues. But believe it or not, we still got corn growers in the state that are planting corn in some cases right up until Memorial Day, actually this week. So a lot is still going on.
That's right. And with this later planting corn, we expect to see yield potential to decrease substantially. What would you recommend to minimize the risk for those who are still having to plant corn at the moment?
The number one thing I would recommend is picking a good drought-tolerant, normally full-season hybrid that has proven to be well-adapted in Mississippi. I definitely would resist the temptation to switch to an earlier maturing hybrid. You oftentimes think that that may be able to make up the ground that's been lost in terms of planting date. But the problem is most of those extremely early hybrids are not well adapted for our Mississippi temperatures, and they're not going to work out well. The other thing that I would do is plant the seed at a very moderate seeding rate in order to alleviate competition and realize that we're not going to produce the top-end yield potential that we were striving for earlier. So we can use a moderate seeding rate, certainly less than 30,000 plants per acre, even under irrigation. The other thing that I would do is avoid planting hybrids that are known to be very susceptible to southern rust.
One other thing would be, where would this info be available to the public?
Well, southern rust is something that we oftentimes have an opportunity to rate in our corn hybrid demonstration program. I would encourage if anybody has any questions about that to contact us directly, and we can forward you that information regarding specific hybrids that you may have interest in.
I would kind of direct the conversation more to the earlier planting corn this year. Now it's hitting those rapid growth stages. What would you suggest for growers finishing up their nitrogen top dressing or applying a pre-tassel nitrogen shot at the moment?
Probably the most important thing is to pay very close attention to the weather patterns. Rainfall is the best method to incorporate those broadcast applications of granular nitrogen fertilizer. We want to try to apply that nitrogen fertilizer in front of a rainfall event if at all possible. We do not want to apply nitrogen to wet, saturated soils, so we need to make sure soils are dry before we make those applications as well. Other things to be aware of, we don't want to apply more than about 150 pounds of fertilizer material in any one application because it will cause excessive leaf burn. So when we're making these top dress applications, we oftentimes have to use multiple applications prior to tasseling in order to satisfy the crop need. If our corn now is about V10 or 55 inches tall or approaching 5 feet tall, the rule of thumb is that corn is going to be about 2 weeks away from tassel. So we certainly have opportunity to make one or two applications prior to that time period, meet the corn demand, and hopefully finish out our nitrogen applications for this growing season.
About what date will you expect the earlier planted corn to be reaching that tassel stage?
This year, because of the cool conditions, we expect that most of the early planted corn to be reaching tasseling sometime around June the 5th or thereafter, depending upon the latitude in the state. So we're still a couple weeks away, at least from seeing a lot of tassels across much of the state.
Okay, I'm going to redirect the conversation over to weather now. Now that it's finally warmed up and been sunny this week, when should we expect to start irrigating?
Well, that's a good question. We're certainly coming to that time period of the year. But keep in mind, we've had extremely wet conditions all spring. We've certainly got a full profile of soil moisture, and we've probably got a lot more moisture available there than what you think. The overwhelming tendency for most growers is to irrigate too early and just realize that this can have some definite negative consequences on yield potential. In fact, normally, when I look at environmental records and consequences on corn yields, we traditionally produce our highest irrigated yields when we have a drier than normal May. That's because drier than normal conditions are actually conducive to better root development, and 75% of corn root development occurs during the late vegetative stages where we're at right now. So unnecessary irrigation and soil saturation is going to stunt plant growth during this time period, which is not what we want. Other things that I can point towards is that in our corn hybrid demonstration program, when we've looked at the research results in yield components between dryland trials and irrigated trials, our dryland corn actually has similar to, or sometimes better, ear size than corn grown in these irrigated trials. And I think that's a direct result of oftentimes, or the predominant tendency of irrigating corn too much during the late vegetative stage when ear size and particularly kernel row number is being determined. So in summary, during the late vegetative stages, we need to use a very conservative irrigation strategy and switch to a more liberal irrigation strategy as we get to the crop growth stages that are much more sensitive and have a higher crop water need.
Would you expect some of the saturated conditions that we had earlier in the spring to impact the root development of the crop this year?
Absolutely. We're going to have very shallow root systems right now for the most part, probably have very little root development and certainly using very little moisture, certainly below 12 inches deep. But by the end of the growing season in our high-yielding cornfields, we'll see roots actively pulling moisture from as deep as 36 inches. So we've got a long ways to go, and certainly using that conservative irrigation strategy this year, this time of year, will help that crop from a productivity standpoint in the end run.
When talking about this conservative strategy, what would be the best method to evaluate when I should begin an irrigation event?
Well, irrigation initiation should be based upon soil moisture levels as well as crop growth stage. What I can tell you is that leaf wilt is a very poor and unreliable indicator of crop moisture needs. In areas of the state which did not receive rainfall this last weekend, we've already got crop leaf wilt occurring. But if you go out in that field and dig down 3, 4, 5 inches deep, 6 inches deep, there's plentiful soil moisture in there. That's not your limiting factor. So you need to, you know, use your tools, whether that's a shovel in the back of the truck, a soil probe, or use new technology like the soil moisture sensors that can evaluate what kind of soil moisture levels are in the soil to make those important irrigation decisions. Also, getting to corn growth stage, corn water use is a bell-shaped curve with optimal needs near and following tassel. So if we're in our late vegetative stages, we've got low crop water use need, we've got high tolerance to stressful conditions, particularly dry conditions. So it's not going to hurt us as long as we can supply the moisture to the crop before we get to that sensitive time period, which is in a couple weeks upcoming when we get closer to tassel time.
One other thing I'll add to that is this week I've been traveling to several farms in the Delta installing these moisture sensors. And as he said, the surface may appear dry, but the deeper you go into that soil profile, the more moisture you have readily available for that crop.
Absolutely. And these soil moisture sensors are critical, but we're not going to have a soil moisture sensor on every field in the Delta or every field in the state either. So don't overlook the information that can be gained from taking a sharpshooter shovel or any device, as rudimentary as it is, and putting it into the soil and actually looking to see what kind of soil moisture levels that you have in the state relative to that crop growth stage and needs at those specific stages. But we can certainly do a lot better in terms of irrigation scheduling. And frankly, the timing for this first irrigation offers tremendous opportunity not only to improve your crop productivity, but to save expenses and labor associated with some irrigation that is really unnecessary in many cases. So a lot to gain right here early in the year from a corn production and management standpoint.
Absolutely. We have traveled from one side of the state to the other, visiting fields, and we have seen that there's plentiful soil moisture in most cases for the crop at this stage.
We'll certainly follow up on the topic for irrigation later on as we get into the season. So once again, thank you very much for joining us with this edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and join us in future incoming weeks as we follow up on this and other topics.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.